Welcome to Make a Difference, a podcast about reflection and self-improvement. Each month, the podcast will choose a series of quotes centered around a topic for reflection and then thoughts for discussion and implementation. We all get stuck sometimes, and these shows are designed to show us a way to get unstuck. These shows are published Monday through Friday. Join us daily to make a difference on how you view your personal outlook and hopefully improve it. We will kick off the show with your host, Mark Quinn, after this short break.
Welcome back to Make a Difference. I want to thank our sponsor for today's show, Bill O'Boyle from O'Boyle Counseling, for sharing today's quote as part of our discussion for a blog post. This impacted me very strongly in my reflections today, and I wanted to share it with you. I invite you to listen to a discussion with Bill on show 154. I have a link for that in the show notes if you'd like to learn more about him. Today's quote by Dr. Joe Dispenza states, "Your thoughts and feelings come from your past memories. If you think and feel a certain way, you begin to create an attitude. An attitude is a cycle of short-term thoughts and feelings experienced over and over again. Attitudes are shortened states of being. If you string a series of attitudes together, you create a belief. Beliefs are more elongated states of being and tend to become subconscious. When you add beliefs together, you create a perception. Your perceptions have everything to do with the choices you make and the behaviors you exhibit, along with the relationships you choose, and finally, the realities you create." And this is from Dispenza's book, You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter. Dispenza highlights the connection between our past memories and our present thoughts and feelings. Our minds are like tapestries woven from the threads of our past experiences, each thread contributing to the intricate patterns of our attitudes, beliefs, and perceptions. And perceptions are our reality. Consider this analogy. Imagine your mind as a garden. Your thoughts and feelings are the seeds that you plant, and your attitudes are the cycle of growth and decay that determine the state of your garden. Over time, these attitudes intertwine to form beliefs, which become the soil from which your perceptions sprout. But here's where it really gets interesting. Perceptions are not just passive observations. They are active creators of our reality. They influence the choices we make, the behaviors we exhibit, the relationships we cultivate, and the realities we choose to inhabit. Becoming mindful of this concept can be very empowering on how you approach and react to your daily life. This can have a domino effect. Your perceptions shape your choices, which in turn shape your behaviors. These behaviors shape your relationships and realities that you create for yourself and those around you. It's important to understand this is a continuous cycle of cause and effect, all stemming from the seeds of your thoughts and feelings. The real power of this realization lies in its potential for positive change. By becoming aware of the patterns in your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, and beliefs, we gain the power to reshape our reality from the inside out. The challenge is becoming mindful in the moment. I've shared before that you always have a choice on how you react to the situation, and there's no harm in taking a moment to reflect on your choices before you act. Let's take a look at some practical ways you can put this into your daily practice. Practicing mindfulness and self-reflection to identify and challenge negative thoughts and patterns. Daily reflection can help build mindfulness pathways that become a habit. Cultivate a positive mindset through affirmations, gratitude practices, and visualizations. Rewiring your perceptions is difficult work. They are already patterns of thoughts and habits. You're going to have to be mindful and conscious about working to change them. Surround yourself with supportive and uplifting people who reinforce your desired perceptions and beliefs. If people are dragging you down, they're building into that perception. You're looking to change. You may need to alter the way you look at that relationship. Seek out opportunities for growth and learning. Expand your perspective and challenge your limiting beliefs. Again, taking a moment to be mindful and recognize the limitations and the need for change is really important. Finally, take inspired actions towards your goals, knowing that your perceptions shape your reality. If it's hard, it's not a failure. It's a daily practice that is going to be step by step moving towards your goals. Long term, that will become your perception, and your perception is your reality. Remember, you have the power to shape your reality through the lens of your perceptions. By cultivating awareness, fostering positive beliefs, and taking intentional action, you can create a life filled with purpose, meaning, and fulfillment. Let's make a difference, one perception at a time. I invite you to check out O'Boyle Counseling's blog at www.oboylecounseling.com. He has weekly blogs on mindfulness and the Mindful Minute that can give you a prompt to have a mindful moment without having to struggle to think of something. The blog will be focusing upon the works of Joe Dispenza through the month of April. That's what I'm thinking about today, and I'll see you in our next show.
If you like what you're hearing on the show, make the choice to subscribe today. The show is gaining listeners all over the world, and we're grateful for your support. If you have any thoughts or comments about the show, reach out to us at makeadifferencenow2020@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you on our next episode.